Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL. Summer 2018 Newsletter. Visiting your Macomb Library for the Blind. We encourage you to visit us at the Macomb Library for the Blind, but please note that it is best to call ahead to make sure that staff will be available to assist you if you have a specific reason for your visit. Staff is generally available between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. However, we occasionally attend outreach events, so calling ahead is always the best policy. Our phone number is 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. In case we are assisting other patrons by phone or in person at the time of your call and you reach our voicemail, please leave a message so we can return your call. You can also contact us via email at mlbph@cmpl.org. New Braille Embosser. Through a generous donation from the Stephen Squillaci family, our library was able to acquire a new Braille embosser. This embosser replaces a very old Juliet Pro 60. The new machine is a Romeo 60 single-sided embosser and is up to UEB code. Anyone can use our embosser for free in-house. Most recently, a patron used it to emboss a Valentine greeting and place it inside Valentine cards to her former Braille students. One student was so happy to hear from her that the student sent her a box of chocolates and a Braille card. Please call the library in advance so we can make sure staff is available to get you started, as this is mainly a do-it-yourself service. Please note, our embosser cannot accommodate lengthy documents or large multiple quantities. Hours for the Macomb Library for the Blind. MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Our website, www.cmpl.org/MLBPH. Other contacts for MLBPH by phone, 586-286-1580, toll free, 855-203-5274. Email address mlbph@cmpl.org. Summer Reading Contest 2018. We invite our patrons of all ages to enter the 2018 Summer Reading Contest. Between June 1st and August 31st, as you are reading or listening to your books that come to you on a normal basis from our library, pick out 4 books that you enjoyed and would recommend to others to read. Call us at 586-286-1580 by August 31st, the last day to call in, with those 4 book titles, and we will enter you into our drawing for a $50 Visa gift card. We will draw 2 names. Winners will be notified the week of September 3rd. 1 entry per person, and all ages are welcome to participate. All recommendations will be placed in upcoming editions of our newsletters to share with all of our patrons. Remember, only books you are reading or listening to between June 1st and August 31st count. Happy reading! Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. To join and to get information, please call Frank at 586-465-6694. Vision Network Group. It is time once again for our Vision Network Group meetings here at the Macomb Library for the Blind. The group will meet on the second and fourth Tuesdays of June, July, and August in the Brennan Meeting Room. We will feature presenters as well as have some open meetings where members can discuss vision issues and share experiences and solutions. Patrons with vision issues, caregivers, and family members and friends are welcome to attend any or all of our meetings. Sharon Latotsky will be our moderator. Please mark your calendar for the following dates and times. June 12th and June 26th from 10 a.m. to noon. July 10th and July 24th from 10 a.m. to noon. August 14th and August 28th from 10 a.m. to noon. Also, we have our Vision Network group by phone. This group meets on the third Monday of every month and consists of patrons who have low vision or who are blind. The group is moderated by Sharon, and discussion is centered on questions that are important to members concerning vision issues. To join this group on the third Monday of each month at 10 a.m., simply call 712-770-4700 and enter code 465124 when prompted. The group generally runs until 11:30 a.m. Reader recommendations. Rita Taylor recommends The Air by Paul Robertson. Corruption and scandal taint the business empire that Jason Boyer unexpectedly inherits from his late father, Melvin. Facing intimidation by ruthless rivals and greedy politicians, Jason risks everything, his job, his marriage, and his life, to do what is right. Then he discovers Melvin's death was not an accident. Rita says this book has everything: mystery, greed, murder, and romance. It's a really good murder mystery. DB68184. The book, The Air. Lori Murphy recommends The Blind by A.F. Brady. Sam James, who works as a much-admired psychologist at a Manhattan psychiatric institution, hides the fact that she drinks heavily and is in an abusive relationship. But now, a work-required psychiatric evaluation and a mysterious patient threaten her work identity. Strong language, some violence, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Lori says, if you have an interest in mental illness or recovery, although this is a work of fiction, the book is very informative. It is an amazing and timely book with a good narrator. 5 stars. DB89547. The book, The Blind. Susan Prunkle recommends the House of Winslow series by Gilbert Morris. Start with book 1, Honorable Impostor. Gilbert Winslow has studied ministry in the Church of England, but his heart is not in it. He accepts Lord North's challenge to locate fugitive William Brewster and his band of Puritans in Holland. Winslow succeeds, but through a series of mishaps, finds himself on the Mayflower. Susan likes this family saga series. It never gets dull, and each book features a different topic. It holds your interest and makes you keep reading on to the next book. The series starts out at Plymouth Rock and keeps moving through different generations. The books have religious themes involving hardships and faith and acceptance of Jesus. DB 39673. The book, The House of Winslow, Book 1, Honorable Imposter. Russell Allgaier recommends Mother's Promise by Sally Hepworth. Alice and her 15-year-old daughter Zoe have always relied heavily on each other, but they both need to reach out to find others to lean on when Alice is diagnosed with cancer and Zoe struggles with increasing social anxiety. Russ says this is his book of the year. It is really good, sad, but truthful. DB 87278. The book, Mother's Promise. Florence McClellan likes USA by John Dos Passos. Three novels first published as a trilogy in 1938. The 42nd Parallel, 1930. 1919, 1932. And The Big Money, 1936. Dos Passos satirizes life in America from 1900 until the 1930s using period newsreels, autobiographical camera eye pieces, and biographical sketches. Contains chronologies of Dos Passos' life and historical events cited. Some strong language. Florence says to not let the length of this book frighten you. It is a fascinating look at history, featuring fictitious characters woven in to hold the time periods together. The reader is excellent. Florence thought it was a good book and was glad she did not let the length deter her from reading it. DB 42698. The book, USA. Mary Mata recommends Between Breaths by Elizabeth Vargas. Television journalist describes growing up with anxiety, which began at age 6 when her father served in Vietnam, and how she eventually turned to alcohol for relief. She addresses rehab, her first year of sobriety, and the guilt she felt as a working mother who never found the right balance. Mary enjoyed the entire book as the author was honest with everything. As the author is also the narrator, Mary said she had a good voice. DB 85540. The book, Between Breaths. Lawrence Robbins recommends two books, Wonder Women, 25 Innovators, Inventors, and Trailblazers Who Changed History by Sam Maggs. Profiles of 25 women in the categories of science, medicine, espionage, innovation, and adventure. Features women from all over the world and across time. Each section concludes with a Q&A with a living practitioner. Lawrence felt this was a really interesting book. Readers can learn a lot from listening to it. It was very good. DB 86024. The book, Wonder Women. No Dream Is Too High, Life Lessons from a Man Who Walked on the Moon by Buzz Aldrin. Astronaut who is one of the first two humans to walk on the moon shares 13 lessons he has learned over the course of his life, uses personal experiences to highlight each lesson, and discusses his support of future manned space exploration programs, particularly to Mars. According to Lawrence, the book is very interesting as it deals with family issues and life lessons. DB 85352. The book, No Dream Is Too High. Barbara Guybe recommends Fine Things by Danielle Steele. Bernie Fine has no luck with romance until, as manager of a glitzy department store in San Francisco, he accidentally meets Liz and her young daughter. A swift courtship is followed by a perfect marriage, but their idyll ends abruptly when Liz develops cancer and dies. Bernie tries to face his grief and loss, and soon good luck greets him as a lovely pediatrician fills the void. Some strong language and some descriptions of sex. Barb says she really liked this story. It was a good read. DB 25963. The book, Fine Things. Beverly Lozon recommends Feathers in the Fire by Katherine Cookson. Young Davy Armstrong labors on a farm ruled by a cruel master, Angus McBain. Eventually, Davy confronts both his love for McBain's daughter, Jane, and the murderous scheme of Angus's legless son, Amos, to inherit the estate. Some descriptions of sex and some violence. Beverly says, this book has a lot of twists and turns, but it kept her interest. There was a story to it, not just romance. DB 62877. The book, Feathers in the Fire. Used video magnifier, CCTVs. We have used donated older model desktop magnifiers that we can offer for free. If you are interested, please give us a call at the library, 586-286-1580, or toll free, 855-203-5274, to make arrangements to view the magnifiers and or take them home. Please bring someone to the library that can help you place the equipment in your vehicle, as the equipment can be heavy and awkward to transport. King James Version of Bible on CD. The library is in receipt of a donated set of CDs that contain the King James Version of the Holy Bible. If interested, please call the library to set up a time to pick them up. They are yours to keep at no cost. Call 586-286-1580. Annual Report for Macomb Library for the Blind, 2017. At year end, we compile statistics and recap programs that occurred throughout the year. Below are some highlights of 2017. Macomb Library for the Blind patrons received approximately 47,410 circulated materials, which include audiobooks, large print books, braille books, and audio described DVD movies. Total patron count for the library was 902, with 157 new patrons to the service. The library held 103 programs attended by 508 people. Some of these programs included our Vision Network group, book discussion group by phone, tutoring services, and summer and winter reading programs. Staff also attended 19 outreach events and spoke with over 500 people about our services at the library. Thank you to all our patrons for taking part in our services. We appreciate your patronage and hope that you spread the word about the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped so others can enjoy audiobooks, large print books, and more. Sharon's Corner. When Dave Bowman had a conversation with the ill-fated HAL computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey, we might have thought that a real relationship was developing. Well, here in 2018, the reality is that we are interacting with our devices when they answer our questions, tell us jokes, set a timer, and recite recipes. Your iPhone can say good morning and call you by name and suggest things to buy when you are shopping online. Artificial intelligence, and yes, it is artificial, has entered into our lifestyles in different forms. The Amazon Echo, sometimes called Alexa, is a device that is connected to your internet at home. Cortana is a feature in the Microsoft Windows 10 computers and cell phones. Siri, Google, and other apps, including Recent News, Hound, and Elsa, are apps that you can download to your phones and take the wealth of information with you wherever you go. Artificial intelligence, AI, offers easy access to information about a variety of topics, providing driving and pedestrian maps and routes, weather forecasts, horoscope forecasts, and any other trivia you can imagine. This developing technology can be found in our homes, in the healthcare industry, and even in the emerging development of the driverless car. AI has also changed the lives of low vision and no vision people by allowing us to access this information just as quickly without the need to read text. It's also great to be able to access these different types of AI. Not everyone uses a computer or a smartphone, but with all the different options, the accessibility is there and available in the format that will also fit our personal needs. Please call us here at the library if you have any questions. 586-286-1580. Braille and large print games. Our library has several games available for checkout that feature Braille and large print formats. We offer Scrabble, Monopoly, playing cards in large print, and Braille tactile checkers. A great way to get friends and family together, as these games will work with sighted individuals as well. Please note, we are unable to mail these items to you, but they can be checked out from our library in person. Braille Label Maker. We recently acquired a Braille Label Maker, which allows us to print Braille on tape that can adhere to various surfaces. Please call the library if you would like to inquire about getting various labels printed for your use. Our number is 586-286-1580. Macomb Library for the Blind Survey Results. We conducted a patron survey that was incorporated in our fall 2017 newsletter. Approximately 68 patrons answered our survey questions, and of those 68, the majority were patrons that have been on our service from 1 to 4 years. Most of the people surveyed found out about our library from family or friends. Most patrons contact the library about once a month or less, with reason being that the service is working fine for them. When people do contact the library, 91% say they always receive the help they requested. To understand how technology plays a part with our patrons, we discovered that about 46% of our patrons do not access technology from home, 34% do, and the rest of our patrons either rely on family or friends or the library. When asked if patrons know about our download website, BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download, which allows patrons to download their own audio or Braille books at home, 61% replied that they prefer to get their books by mail, whereas 12% say they use BARD frequently. Please note that if you do not know what BARD is and or have questions on it, call us at the library, 586-286-1580. Along technological lines, it was interesting to note that about 24% of those surveyed use social media such as Facebook. The majority of respondents either skipped this question or said they did not use social media. About 90% of respondents said they would rate service at the Macomb Library for the Blind as excellent, with 10% responding as good. 92% of our patrons use our audiobook service, 26% use the audio magazine service, 10% use the audio described movie service, and 4% use Braille books. About 18% of those surveyed use Bard, 14% use our tutoring services, 12% are in our book group by phone program, and 10% are in our Vision Network group by phone program. Thank you to all those who responded to our survey. If at any time you have a question about our services, please give us a call at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. You can also email us at mlbph@cmpl.org. Contacting us is the best way we have of helping you get the library services you need, so be sure to stay in touch. Barb's 2017 NLS Orientation Trip. In October, I had the opportunity to attend the 2017 National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, orientation in Washington, D.C. The orientation, which took place over a 3-day period, was jam-packed with presentations, greet and meets, and a tour of the NLS facility. The NLS staff members were very welcoming and eager to share information about their role and responsibility within NLS. The real treat for me was having the opportunity to experience firsthand the NLS recording studio. It was amazing to see all the hard work that went into recording a single audio book. All in all, the orientation gave me a better understanding of the inner workings of NLS and how each department plays an integral part in making NLS successful. It's encouraging to know that NLS has such a dedicated staff who strive to support regional, sub-regional, and AOC libraries across the country with the resources, services, and equipment to better serve patrons. This concludes the 2018 summer newsletter for the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. Please return this cartridge to the library using the mailing card on the container so that we will be able to do more newsletters for you in the future. Thank you.